Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and TV shows and comics and comic cons and all sorts of things. What a week it's been for us, Mason. He's back.
San Diego Comic-Con. Spring break for nerds. Woo!
But it's
if you're not going to woo, bloody get out.
Get
of
out.
Mate. Bloody get out, mate. That's the rule.
Don't line up for 3 days not to woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You woo everything. You're out in your ear.
My name's James, also known as Sunday. With me as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
Woo!
Woo indeed.
Just to be clear, we're not at Comic-Con.
No.
We're nowhere near Comic-Con.
Don't be fooled. Yeah. We couldn't be further. Would you go?
Look.
I think next year we could do it if we wanted to.
Look, I am friends with some people who are at Comic-Con right now.
Okay.
And they are apparently having a very good time.
Yep.
A couple of friends of mine slept overnight outside Hall H so they could go to the Star Wars panel.
Yeah.
And some other people, you know, slept overnight to this so they could, you know, see a particular trailer or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know what? I woke up and just watched some trailers in bed.
Also, so you can watch the full panel.
Yeah, a lot of the time. Yeah.
Some of the footage you can't, which we will talk about. But
then I was in bed watching the trailers and I'm like, I wish I could spend a lot of money on some merchandise. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just get a big bag and pile it full of overpriced swag.
A big,
you know?
Hessian sack.
Yeah.
Just sweep it in. Yeah. Fantastic. So, straight into the news.
Mm.
The news this
week. Oh, there might be like a churro stand.
Oh,
that'd be pretty good.
That'd be pretty great.
Pretty good, yeah.
When I'm on my feet too much, I get sore. I think I got to get orthotics. I'm just saying. I don't think I could stand for 3 days.
You know, fix that up. Some churros.
Probably.
Yeah,
stuff them in my shoes, mate.
Yes.
So this week, normally we do news and then we do like whatever thing we want to talk about.
Uh-huh. But this week, what we want to talk about is news. Normally,
That's right.
We just get the news out of the way. We're sick to death of news. We just blast through it as quickly as possible. This week, news.
All Comic-Con.
All Comic-Con news.
I mean, there is other news that happened before this, and I kind of, if I remember it as we go, we'll talk about it.
Oh, there's some set photos from Jessica Jones.
I haven't looked at those. Yeah,
they're pretty good.
Yeah?
Look.
Any spoileries?
No, not especially. Do you consider Luke Cage walking around while on fire a spoiler? Because he's just walking around. He's on fire. He's just totally on fire. Bulletproof skin, also fireproof skin, apparently.
He's fairly indestructible, isn't he?
Yeah. So that they look pretty great.
That is pretty great.
Of Kristen Ritter?
Do you remember when like a guy used to be on fire in a movie and it was clearly a stuntman covered in like
grease? A weird waxy, like a weird fire wax kind of stuff. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
It doesn't look like that?
No, it doesn't. No,
fantastic.
It looks great, yeah.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, you knew exactly. It's like when you're watching a really old cartoon from like the 70s and one piece of the background is clearly a very
Absolutely,
different color, so you
yeah.
know it's going to move. Same thing, you look at a man who's just, I'm just a regular businessman walking down the street, but like one side of his body is covered in that weird wax, and you're like, he's going to burst into flames.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's do it then.
Okay.
Let's start with one of them. Oh, we should point out as well, Comic-Con has one more day as we're recording this, but I think all the big stuff comes out by now, so we may miss some stuff, but
You know? Yeah, fair point. Yeah.
Oh, do you want to rate stuff? Maybe like using woos somehow?
Oh, a level of woos. Okay.
Woo-ometer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
And we'll decide which one got the most woos from us at the end.
Okay, sure.
Even though we didn't.
To determine what is the best news.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Good idea.
Yeah. Do you want to start with Star Wars?
Yeah, let's start with Star Wars.
Bloody oath, mate. Yeah. Okay, now they said prior to the Star Wars panel, we're not doing a trailer.
Uh-huh.
Right. And they didn't. True to their word, they didn't do that thing. Did you watch the panel or any of the footage from it?
No, I saw a still photo. I saw a photo. It's Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill.
Yep.
And Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And not yeah.
Woo.
Thank you. Better. Better.
Thank you.
See, that's why I didn't watch the video, because I knew that the moment Harrison Ford comes in, he walks onto stage, my eardrums are going to blow out.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you what happened in the panel before we talked about the footage.
Oh, yes.
Because I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they rolled out the new cast.
Yep.
And they took some questions from fans, and it's just questions like,
when you say roll out, they were all on one of those BB-8 droids.
Correct.
Oh god.
So, you know, people got up and asked questions like, what's it like to take on such iconic movies, and, you know, just boring crap.
Sure, yeah.
Who cares? I want to be like, how does the droid work? Tell me about the droid.
Open it in front of us. I don't believe you.
You know, I want to ask stuff like that. I want to be like, is Harrison, what's he up to? What's his deal?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
does he have for lunch? Tell me that.
Sure.
But anyway, so it's things like that. Then they, rolled out the new cast, and they answered like a bunch of questions, and we found out a little bit about some characters we didn't know about as of yet, like Donald Gleason. He's playing General Hux.
Terburger.
Yes. And he's some kind of Imperial general officer.
Okay.
And he lets slip that he's in charge of the Starkiller base.
Oh.
Starkiller being the name of... Well, that was Luke Skywalker's original name in the original draft.
Yes.
And it was also the name of the character in
Force Unleashed.
I was going to say Awakens. But that's this movie.
That's this one.
So that's cool.
Is he some sort of admiral? That
he's like a British...
That is constantly being bullied because he's a ginger?
It's very possible.
Or do they not have ginger bullying in the
Well, there's
time
other
ago?
Things you can bully.
I guess so.
Ball droids.
Weird blue skin and weird tentacles on your head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Frogs. There's frog people.
Yeah.
There's actual literal frogs, actually. Jabba the Hutt eats some.
Oh, yeah.
There's frogs in the Star Wars universe.
Huh.
There you go. We're learning things. So, yeah, some people are still saying that, you know, he might not be evil, because he doesn't look like an evil kind of guy. But I saw
that's
a picture
how they get
of
you.
That's how they get you, mate. That's how real evil people get you as well.
Yeah.
They dress nicely. Have you seen The Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino?
He looks like Al Pacino, doesn't he?
He does. You wouldn't suspect it.
No.
Yeah, they also brought out Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill. They showed Carrie Fisher as well, what she's going to look like in Princess Leia. They showed that in the footage. She looks great, actually. She looks really good.
Hmm.
Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher did the stand. It's great to be here. Carrie Fisher was kind of like... walked the line of being like a weird, crazy, inappropriate person.
Classic Carrie Fisher.
Brings it back, you know, she's great, she's really good.
But we don't see any photos of Luke Skywalker.
No, not as of yet.
So we don't know if he's going to go beard or not beard.
Yeah,
I know, Hamill's rocking a beard right now.
He's definitely, no, because he grew the beard.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so he's definitely bearded. And also, much to everybody's surprise, they brought out Harrison Ford, who walked out like... Which is surprising because he had that horrendous plane accident.
You know what would be amazing if he just walked in and he just looked at the thousands of screaming fans and he just left again straight away. Like maybe he didn't even break stride. He just keeps walking to the other exit.
Doesn't shake his head.
Yep.
No expression. Just
straight
keeps walking. Mm. But you know what? Surprisingly, and look, maybe he faked this because he's an actor who can fake things, but he had a kind of a lot of enthusiasm for it. He even said he was happy to come back and he thought the whole thing would be ridiculous.
Yes.
But he was like, at the end, he had a really good time and he enjoyed it. And look, you say that, of course.
Well, it's kind of, that's...
But he's so
old. Everybody's got a... There's a very good vibe at Comic-Con. People are very enthused at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I guess you're not going to go if you're not keen on...
Well, that's it.
Mm.
But I feel like as well, he's got so much money and whatever, he'd be like, who cares? Like, I can just be like, yeah, it's fine. Uh-huh. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So, no, it's good to see that he didn't hate it. So that's something,
that's
isn't
something,
it?
Isn't it?
The footage they did show, though, was a few minutes of, like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
A lot of clapperboards clapping.
A lot of clapperboards clapping.
Just as a way to show that this is a real background and not a green screen.
They've really pushed that, haven't they?
Yes.
Like, they can't distance themselves enough from the prequels in that sense. What do you
look,
think
this is an actual doorway. We're walking through an actual doorway.
Isn't it weird that it's got to the point where people like commend that? Do you know what I mean? It's bizarre.
Mm.
But it's went so far the other way that I guess you have to do it now. I guess. Mm. Anyway, what'd you think of the footage?
Yeah, good.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah, tentative woos. They're pretty
sure.
good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You, I mean, you knew it was all, most of it was, not most of it, a lot of it was practical anyway and things like that.
Mm.
There's like, they showed some robotics and puppetry. There's like a, he's not Jabba the Hutt, but there's like a giant alien man dude.
Mm.
And apparently it takes like 5 guys to operate him. And that's what the kind of stuff they did with the Jabba the Hutt, took something like that.
Right,
like,
okay, was, yeah.
And whatever. So.
Speaking of all CGI, we're going to talk about Warcraft.
Oh, we're going to get to Warcraft.
Okay, right, we'll get to that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you see any footage from that?
No, I've not been able to lock any down, but there's a lot of descriptions of stuff.
Boy, is there.
Yeah, and if people come to this podcast for nothing else, it's for descriptions of things. Right?
That's absolutely true. Mm. I can't argue with that. So, look, I don't know what else to say about Star Wars. It looks pretty good. I think they're saving some trailers for D23, which is happening in a few weeks. A big Disney expo.
Oh, that's right.
So,
and after the panel, everybody went to a concert.
Yeah, they did go to a concert.
Where they all got lightsabers or something.
Yeah, and there was all sorts of John Williams' scores.
And the Max Rebo Band.
I hope so.
Just an hour of...
Would you sit through that? Because that's the song that gets stuck in your head the most, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. No, I hate it. I cannot stand it. It's going to be in my head for the rest of the night now that I've brought it up. I've done this to myself.
Also,
I would like to be the first. I honestly would be like to be the first person at that concert to just, you know, snap the lightsaber closed. You know, just close it, put it down, and be like, nope, and just leave. I think that'd be excellent.
Make a big song and dance about it. Yeah. Tristan's written in though, and he wonders if we'd prefer the footage that we saw of behind the scenesy stuff or a new trailer.
Yeah, new trailer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I was glad to see it. It was nice to see something. Like, knowing that there wasn't going to be a new trailer.
Yeah.
And it's nice that they released it online.
Did we talk about Han Solo movie? It's going to be the Han Solo.
Well, yeah.
Solo.
Well, like, I was going to bring that up in letters because I have a question about it.
Okay,
or do
good.
You want to talk about it now?
No, I refuse to talk about it twice.
Great. They did talk briefly about Rogue One, or they kind of released some information during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Darth Vader will be in it.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that came out during the week. He's going to be not the main antagonist because he's probably busy... What would he be doing? Because there's no Luke Skywalker yet. Probably, I don't know.
Secret Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or are they not doing that anymore?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of it, because a lot of the Clone Wars is canon.
Yep.
So there's all sorts of Secret Apprentices in that.
Yeah,
everyone's
got
a bloody Secret Apprentice.
Mm.
It's pretty good, I guess.
All right, maybe he's just choking people then. Yeah. Well, he's choking people. Right?
Yeah, pulling the strings, they say. But also, they can't talk about Rogue One. Apparently, they struck some kind of deal with... I think it's Paramount who are doing Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Uh-huh.
So it's after that comes out on late July.
Because two movies can't have the word rogue in them?
Apparently not. So,
and two movies can't have Simon Pegg in them, because Simon Pegg's going to be in Force Awakens.
That's very true. Mm. Yeah, he's some kind of alien dude, isn't he?
Yes.
So that's pretty... also, I should mention, they walked out one of the kind of creatures on stage at one point from the... It's like a hunched over kind of thing.
You're thinking of Mark Hamill.
Sorry, yeah.
Got him. No, he's all right. He's good.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, it hasn't started shooting yet, so they didn't show it. It starts shooting in 3 weeks, and then Rogue Nation will come out, and then we'll probably start hearing more about it as the year progresses. So, we'll talk about Darth Vader later.
Okay, cool.
Darth Vader later. Warcraft.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's your word? What are you doing?
By all accounts, it is very clearly like a low-budget Lord of the Rings, Hobbit kind of situation where it's all CGI.
Low budget.
Well, I don't know if it's low budget, but it's very much, it's no real sets.
Okay.
There's some humans
who
are in costumes, and then everything else is just green screen CGI.
I've heard it looks incredible,
uh-huh.
But it does feel very CGI-y.
Okay.
Well, you have to do, you don't have to do the orcs like that, but.
I'm told there is also a zoom out where we see... Like
Tolkien's world in the background.
Yeah, no, like a top down perspective, you're playing Warcraft.
Sure.
Which
is there a hand like moving?
Yeah, there is a hand clicking a mouse and swearing, just racial slurs over a headset. But I don't know. Name a movie based on a video game where you do that element of video gameness, and it's a good movie. You're thinking of Doom.
I am thinking of Doom.
Doom,
yeah.
That was the best one.
I guess Mortal Kombat, or the, whenever there's a fight, the name of that character is spoken aloud.
Sure, yeah, that's pretty good.
So that's,
I didn't know until recently that they're doing another Hitman movie.
Yeah.
Another Agent 47.
There is, yeah, there are, yeah. It's the guy from, I was going to say the guy from the new Transporter, but it might not be. I don't know. No, it's not. The trailer came out and I just didn't watch it. I just went, okay.
It looks better than the last one.
I don't doubt it.
But I don't know.
Timothy Olyphant did not look good with a shaved head. He looked ill.
This guy does also not look good with a shaved head.
You a fan of the games?
I liked Hitman.
I think I got Blood
Money.
Whatever
the last one was.
I haven't played any of the new gen
Absolution? Ones. Was that the last one?
I couldn't tell you.
I think that was
a good one they heard.
Yeah, that was
one
of the best.
Everybody said. I always get impatient and just like, can I just run in and shoot people? And it turns out you can in some of those games.
Well, yeah, the last one, I think it was Absolution. The last one was very good, and I think it was the first game. You know how they're always...
It's the first game, that's incredible.
Yeah, the first game ever made. But you know how with a lot of video games, they always say, oh, this is a game you can play however you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can play it as a shooter, you can play it as a stealth game, you can play it as a blah, blah, blah.
And you can't, there's like
you
two can't. Paths.
You can never, yeah, there's two paths, and one is incredibly difficult, so you have to play. Well, with the last Hitman, you could genuinely do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could switch in and out, so you could be like,
oh, okay.
You could make it a shooter for a while, then hide, and then until everything died
pop
down.
Pop back up as a clown.
Yeah,
or,
yeah exactly.
Whatever. I'll just quickly...
Throw somebody into a wheat thresher.
We didn't rate the woos for Star Wars.
Intermediate woo. It's fine.
I'll give it a solid 7.
Oh, 7 woo.
out of however many woos this is.
Yeah, that's well, we'll know at the end.
We will, won't we? Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah, so Hitman's good. The game.
The game is good. This movie, it's going to be better than the last one, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Zachary Quinto in it.
He's good, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I like his bowl cut. Yeah, apparently the footage for Warcraft as well, you see it from both perspectives. So you get at the start, you find out that the orcs are fleeing their homeland, whatever
yes.
that's called. So you see kind of the human side of them, I guess. Like they've got
Orcanarium.
Orcanarium. And they've got families and they're in love and there's babies and whatever.
Australia.
That's very good. Yeah. And humans are, and then they're moving into the human world, whatever that's called.
Yep.
You got a name?
No.
And
that's racist.
And they have to defend their homes or whatever. So you see kind of both sides of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The trailer's not available till November.
Mm.
So it's going to be a while before. Maybe elements of that is it's not entirely ready to be shown. And that's why they didn't show it to the wider public.
When they say it won't be ready till November, are they factoring in some people who just haven't uploaded their bootleg copy to the internet yet?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Mm. It's... Like, a couple of these panels have done the smart thing and released them as they've come online. So the people's first impression isn't a weird kind of cam of it.
Yeah, DC have gone about half and half.
Yeah, they have, haven't they?
Yeah.
About half and half. That's pretty much dead on. Look, Warcraft is Duncan Jones, though. And he made two pretty great movies.
Moon.
Source Code. He probably did some work on a Bowie album. I don't know.
Yeah. His dad probably got him into like Shake a Tambourine or something like that when he was like 6 or something.
Absolutely.
He's probably in the liner notes somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. So look, I have faith in this. And look, I...
Is he Zowie Bowie?
Yes.
He is Zowie. Okay, cool.
He was.
Right.
Because he didn't want to stay with that name because it's so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I can't really comment on it. I mean... It's just what...
It's never stopped us before.
No, it certainly hasn't.
Commenting on things we don't know anything about.
But like we... some people have said it looks amazing. Some people said it looks too computer gamey. So it's one of those things, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Or anywhere in between.
I imagine we'll hit stop on this recorder and then footage will be released.
Absolutely.
We'll come back.
No, we won't.
Yeah. All right. Look.
How many woos?
Not applicable woos.
Okay.
Because it's possible to say.
NA woos.
NA woos.
All right. Hateful Eight. We can talk about this briefly.
Oh, yes.
Apparently it's like a cross... This is Quentin Tarantino's latest.
Mm.
It's a cross between Reservoir Dogs and Django Unchained. I nearly said Django.
Yes.
As I did for many months leading up to the release of that film. Which is good. That's a good combo of things, I guess, if you can nail that. Apparently, and this is a good thing, I suppose, I don't know anything about films. I shouldn't admit that. But it was shot on 65mm and to be projected on 70mm. Which I presume is some kind of old format.
To make it look weird and grainy?
I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That seems like, Yeah, that seems like a trick to make it look more old schooly than it is.
Like,
you know, when he did the Grindhouse movies?
I hated
and
that.
They put the weird CGI, like cigarette burns and all the weird graininess into it.
It didn't look good, did it?
Not really,
didn't
no.
feel right. But no. I guess if you film it on, unless that was filmed like that and we just thought, I don't know.
Whatever. No, that was CGI.
Okay, it was. Yeah. There you go. Geez, you know what? You know why I didn't see it? Those movies tanked. But the reason I didn't see it, and I think the same reason for you, because it tanked overseas, and then when they brought them to Australia, they split them up into two films.
They did, yeah.
And I went, hell no. You son of a bitch. Yeah, it looks, Kurt Russell's in it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But apparently Tarantino said, he's always said that he's going to retire after he does 10 films, because he says the last four films of a director generally are the worst four films of their career.
Hmm.
Which is probably true.
So he's banking on the last four movies he's making being bad movies.
It's good to be self-aware, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
But that being said, he said that's not necessarily going to be the case. And he might go on to make 15 or possibly more.
Sure.
Directors do this every now and then. Kevin Smith,
I was just going to say Kevin Smith keeps saying he's going to retire.
The dude, Steven Soderbergh, said he was going to retire. And he hasn't unretired yet, but I think he'll be back. Apparently he did a lot on Magic Mike XXLX.
Sure.
XS. So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Boy, don't go see Magic Mike XS. That's gonna be disappointing for everyone.
Yeah, but he also mentioned that Kill Bill 3 could possibly happen still. Uma Thurman's keen. He talks about it with her every few months.
But she killed Bill.
Yes, but do you remember there's one of the assassin's daughters...
Oh,
they had that conversation where
she's
like, look, if you still have a problem with me killing your mother in front of you, come and see me in 10
years
or whatever.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
So he said, we're still not there timeline-wise yet.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't be that far, though, would it? That movie came out quite, 2004, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe later or earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who knows?
Yeah, you like Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
What's his worst movie? Except for Grindhouse. They're all pretty good. Okay, what about this? What's his best movie? Okay, what's his worst movie?
They're all pretty good.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
It's hard to choose. I think I would probably say...
Jackie Brown?
I haven't seen Jackie Brown. That's the only one I haven't seen. I really... Pulp Fiction's amazing. It's probably the best. And Reservoir Dogs. But Inglourious Basterds is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
He's good at making films, isn't he?
Isn't he good at it?
He's also good at stealing references.
He's good at that too.
He's real good at that.
Any woos on The Hateful Eight or N.A.?
Woo!
All right.
Solid woo.
A little bit of woos
pretty
there.
Good.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, we're talking about Marvel. Because Marvel don't have
not
a panel
Marvel,
here, but Fox. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fox have been like, there's probably like, they're like carnival hucksters. They're all wearing like straw hats and they're trying to, you know, they've got canes and they're like, step right up. It's the Marvel booth. I can just imagine at the end of the, they're a day and a half in and like the cops, some lawyers or whatever start sniffing around. They're like, you guys really Marvel? Wait a sec. And somebody's peeling off like a Marvel banner and it's got Fox underneath. And they're like, let's get out of here.
It's Coca-Cola snake oil.
Jeez, it's the cops.
Oh man, that would be amazing.
The president of Fox just folds his... card table up into a briefcase and runs away.
Any of this stuff impress you? Did you see much of it? We saw a little bit of X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, I didn't see that at all.
It's a tiny snippet. You can actually see Apocalypse. I saw it like a tiny... I could barely
make
it.
Does he have the
out.
Weird rubbery mouth?
No. Apparently, I thought, yeah, that looks good for what I saw, but apparently he looks incredible.
Okay.
And it's only been filming for 5 weeks as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So... they've done pretty well to get some footage out for the con.
Mm.
They actually revealed also who the four horsemen are going to be.
Ooh.
If you'd like to know that.
I would like to know that.
Is
one of them going to be... Oh, no, I've forgotten his name. Never mind.
Correct.
Great.
Angel. Archangel. Whatever,
yeah, okay,
whichever
great,
one of that.
Great.
Psylocke, who's played by Olivia Munn, actually.
Yeah, there we go.
Storm. Mm-hmm. Young Storm with the mohawk.
Yeah, okay.
And Magneto.
Oh, interesting.
I think all of those people have maybe been...
At this point, everybody's been a horseman of the apocalypse in the X-Men
Magneto
movies.
Magneto doing it.
No.
But that's not
But why not, hey?
Yeah.
new universe, reboot.
Exactly.
Do whatever we want.
And I think that's what's...
And again, everything's going to be fine because it's...
We've seen the future.
We've seen the future.
Yeah. But I think what's happened here is something's jolted the timeline because First Class reboot... Oh, sorry, Days of Future Past rebooted the series with the... Well, First Class did as well because they... All the continuity's all out.
Yes.
But the time travel events from Days of Future Past means that Apocalypse can show up and it makes sense because they've done something along the way, which means that he's reappeared.
Right, right, right.
Apparently in the trailer he talks about how he's gone by many names over the years and he names Egyptian gods and a bunch of other stuff. So he's like, I've been around for a while. I've been kicking about.
Oh, yeah.
I think we talked about this before. You know how he's the first mutant? Well,
correct.
Selene's the first mutant.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if that's true anymore. Who knows? But why does he have all the powers?
Yeah. We've discussed this before.
Yeah, we have.
He should just have an extra thumb joint
exactly.
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure I've even done a video on it. Anyway, regardless.
Look, we don't know.
We don't know, do we?
No.
Also, we saw a bald Professor X in the trailer, apparently.
Oh, okay, right.
And that got a lot of woos. Well, I don't know why. I mean...
Because McAvoy shaved his head, man.
Who cares?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess
wouldn't do it. Do it right now.
I dare you. Hell no. My head's so weird. I would never...
How short have you shaved your head? Like how
I'll take it down to about a one.
Yeah, about a one.
Yeah,
that's
you?
Good.
Yeah,
like a two.
Yeah,
one on the sides, two on the top.
Exactly.
Never again, though. It's not wartime.
No,
no rationing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for this.
Yeah,
the response has been generally really, really positive for those who have seen it.
Yeah,
I mean, even though this is some kind of scam,
yeah.
by Fox or whatever. Nah,
I mean, there is some concept art here.
Yeah.
And there's a really, like, it's apocalypse, and he's clearly, like, blasting some people in this action sequence.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a knocked over cars and whatever. But there's also a really prominent Pepsi sign in the storyboard.
It's the 80s, man.
Oh, yeah, good point. People love Pepsi in the 80s.
They did. It's in all sorts of things.
Mm.
Did that take you out of that concept art, did it? Like in the same way in a movie?
Yes. See, there we go. Bald James McAvoy.
He looks... Yeah. I mean, we knew he was going bald.
Yeah,
but,
totally.
And he actually turned up to the panel and he was bald, so... Ugh. Make of that. You know what? I'd be
afraid... People would have wooed that.
Absolutely. I would be afraid that I shaved my head and it just wouldn't grow back.
Sure, yeah.
It's just gone forever.
Or just one patch.
Yeah, just one patch.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, at the side of my head.
Yeah. Oh, also, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
If we're getting... All the flim-flam
in
the one go, he confirmed that the next Wolverine movie is going to be Old Man Logan.
Yeah, he did. He said the exact words, I've got three words for you, Old Man Logan.
Now everyone can woo, he said.
You have my permission to woo. Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah, you love that story.
I do, but that being said, has it got enough characters to do it?
Oh, I see. Considering all the other villains are owned by Marvel.
Yeah.
I
mean, we've talked about it before. You could replace the Hulk with the Thing. You could...
Yeah.
They've replaced Hawkeye with Professor X, it seems. Also, if it's in the future, is it a potential future or is it the actual future if it's a weird wasteland? Also, we've seen the future of Wolverine and he lives with a bear, but then he comes out of that. And then we've seen the other future where it's like the weird Terminator future.
Yeah.
What's...
Look, I think that's a good question, actually.
I think they're just going to have to say, and I think I've said this before at the start, this is one of many potential futures done.
Mm.
And then, you know.
Those exact words, including done. And if you don't like it, bloody get out. That could be Stan Lee's cameo. He's like, if you don't like it, get out.
Get out.
Have you been reading the new Old Man Logan?
I have. Really liked issue one. Issue two... A whole lot of X-Men kind of turned up, sort of, in a way.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know about this anymore.
Is...
It all seemed all very convenient issue too. And I'd spoil it, but I don't really remember.
Fine. Yeah, exactly. There was a Marvel released like a previews book.
Yeah.
Like this last month.
Mm-hmm.
And I seem to get the idea that Old Man Logan is going to be joining the regular Marvel universe.
Looks like it's going to be the case, yeah.
Yeah, because he's on one of the... I think he's on one of the Avengers. He's on somebody's team.
Yeah. And look, I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the moment, Marvel are doing Battle World, so there's different things happening in different continents.
Exactly.
There's multiple versions of everybody and whatever. It's very confusing, and I try to stay away from it.
Yeah.
I'm reading a few stuff. I'm reading Planet Hulk, and I'm reading Civil War. Actually, so yeah. I'll talk about that later, though.
Well, fingers crossed they don't do that, and it's just... He's on the team, but he's just like in a magic mirror and he can't actually affect anything. So they're like, Wolverine, what do we do? And he's like, I can't help you. I'm in the future. I'm in a magic mirror.
Does he have to explain that he's in a magic mirror
every time?
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
It's 80s rules. He has to explain that he's in a magic mirror while he's in a magic mirror.
So yeah, good stuff. But what got Apocalypse? Woos?
Woo.
Yeah.
More woos if I'd seen it.
Sure, absolutely. Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, woos?
Woo! It's Hugh Jackman.
More woos. The old man Logan.
Well, actually, you know what? Less woos than... Normally, he's doing some sort of crazy stunt.
Sure.
Normally, when Hubert Jackman makes an appearance, he's abseiling off the Sydney Harbour Bridge or something.
Yeah,
you know? Or he's on a train.
Yeah, he's on a train, yeah. Do you mean when he went to the Melbourne premiere of...
And then he's then there was photos of him just using a train, like a regular person. Yeah. Amazing.
Would you go up to him? We've talked about this. I probably leave him alone.
Yeah, I'd probably leave him alone too.
I mean, I'm sure he wants to meet me and talk to me at length about X-Men.
Sure.
But regardless, yeah.
No, he wants you to talk about The Boy from Oz.
I would love to talk about The Boy from Oz. Huh. I haven't seen it, but...
He wants you to talk about Paperback Hero. Movie where he's a truck driver that writes romance novels or something.
He was a real paperback hero. I like that one. Okay, sure. I like Hugh Jackman. Uh-huh. Yeah. That was before he was famous and when he had a mullet, mm-hmm. I believe. Or was that the one before that where he was in the TV show where he was a prisoner and he met his wife? Not important, is it?
No.
Prisoners is good, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Great.
Deadpool, though.
Oh, yeah.
Got so many woos.
So many woos.
We actually saw
A character that's built from the ground up to receive woos.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's day one woos, yeah, right?
He's
there.
Powered by woos.
He is. That's very true. We watched the trailer.
Yes. Well, we watched the trailer in a postage stamp sized corner of a
full screen video.
Of a full screen video because apparently when you're bootlegging video at Comic-Con, you can't center it.
No,
come
apparently
on, man,
not.
Center it. Come on.
Get it together.
Get it together, come on.
That being said, it looks pretty good, right?
It does look good, yeah.
Yeah, like it's genuinely surprising me how well this movie is turning out. I didn't think it would be good.
Yeah.
Or didn't have much faith in it.
Because
you got to get the humor right.
Yeah, there's layers of self-awareness, yeah, but not too many.
It's with Fox and they're kind of a bit hit and miss.
They're no good. You're right, they're bad.
No, they're not bad. You know what? Lately, they're more good than bad.
All right.
But...
Yeah. And there is a little... They are aware, you know, they are aware that Ryan Reynolds has been in some bad stuff. At one point, Wade Wilson is being put under to, you know, be experimented on to get his powers.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you're building me a superhero suit, don't make it green or animated.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like Green Lantern.
Slap in the face
movie I've done that I probably got millions of dollars for.
I get a bit sick of, we talked about this before also, get a bit sick of like Deadpool antics. I can kind of like bit here and bit there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But from this trailer, I quite liked the humor. I thought he's really well suited to this role.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
I mean, some people say Nathan Fillion, but he said I just said that.
Oh yeah.
But people say him for everything. It's pretty violent as well.
Yeah.
Like really violent. Mm. We saw they recreated that CGI test reel that they did
where he's fighting on a freeway.
On the freeway and whatever.
Yeah, it looked good.
There's a bit where he like does a spin cartwheel and like shoots three guys through the head. It's pretty good. He makes jokes.
Oh yeah,
it looks really like good action, and it's funny and violent, and yeah,
I'll see it.
I'll bloody see it too.
You know what?
Maybe it
you
will.
Know what I think about what? It. Woo!
That's a big woo.
It's a big woo for that one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, let's get into the DC stuff then.
Okay.
Lots of news here.
Yeah.
Some people say DC were the king of Comic-Con of this year.
Well, they're not the king of consistently bloody releasing high-def trailers on the internet for us to watch conveniently from the privacy of our own homes. Are they, DC?
No.
No, they're not. No. It's not even a real job.
Not really. No. I'd imagine it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
So, they announced a new Green Lantern movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's called it's titled for now Green Lantern Corps.
Ooh.
Which means there'll be multiple Green Lanterns.
Like the last one?
Yeah, but... Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. But I guess it would be good.
It's just test footage from the last one.
Now, the rumor is or has been that Chris Pine is being lined up for Hal Jordan.
Yep.
Prior to that, they also thought he might be Steve Trevor, so who knows.
Uh-huh.
And Tyrese Gibson keeps telling everybody that he's in the Green Lantern movie.
Because somebody's photoshopped him as John Stewart, I think.
Yeah,
yeah. And he's like, yeah, I might as well go with this.
Do you think they should do Hal Jordan? I've forgotten his name already.
John Stewart. Yes.
And
Guy
Volkart, yeah.
Yes.
I think that would be a good combo, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they've all kind of got differing personalities.
Is three too many for a buddy movie, though?
Guardians worked.
I guess that's true, yeah. Okay.
But very rarely.
Can we get a fourth, though?
Like a weird alien
Gnort.
One. Yeah.
Gnort.
Who's the squirrel?
Gnort.
Is that the squirrel?
Well, he's like a weird... He's a vaguely... He's a weird, ratty, squirrely man. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But could they do that?
Actually,
though?
You know what?
Because they did it in Guardians.
No. Okay. How about this? Because you need four guys to be in, like, you know, front seat.
Yep.
Driver, passenger, two back seats. Like
sure.
That's the, you know, if you want a team.
Five
movie.
If you've taken a prisoner.
Yeah. Exactly. So we get Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Guy Gardner, Mogo the Planet. Yeah. That's the team, right?
That's
it's the
four-man
team. Yeah.
Is it a regular car or a green construct?
Yeah, it's a regular car.
Good.
And it's flying through space in it. Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Look, not knowing anything about this, mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea to how to reboot the series.
Yep.
More space stuff, hopefully, I guess. Or less space stuff. Just pick one.
Pick one, exactly. Now, are they going to tie this in to Man of Steel? Or is it another separate universe
situation?
No,
these are all connected.
Okay, good.
Although they will be mm-hmm. at some point. Though they're... Yep. We're not. There's been no hint towards Green Lantern at all that we've seen.
That's true, yeah.
In any of the trailers or whatever. Yeah, great, good. Woo's for me. You?
There you go. Well, I didn't hear about this at all, so I'm just, woo. You're fine. Again, if they go with my four guys in a car scenario.
And
one's
a planet.
One's a planet, yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Look, they'd have to let the top down. He's a planet.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Do you want to talk Batman v Superman?
Yes.
New trailer.
Incredible.
You loved it.
I loved it,
Me
mate.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know what?
If you think that next year people are going to be more excited by Captain America's Civil War than this, you are crazy.
Am I?
You are a crazy man.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. Look, I've talked before about how what could be a bigger movie, mm-hmm. and there's only Civil War potentially.
Yep.
Warcraft, maybe, that's kind of a long shot, and Star Wars Rogue One. But even then, I can't see anything doing better business than this.
No.
Or Apocalypse as well, I guess. But even
We've gone months and months without anything from Batman v Superman, like anything of any substance at all.
There's been some posters and stuff.
Yeah. But this, there's a lot to unpack in this
trailer.
3 minutes,
30-something. Well, yeah. Look, before we get to this, they also announced that Ben Affleck is going to direct the next Batman solo movie.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's going to co-write it with Geoff Johns, who's does a bunch of DC stuff.
Yeah, totally.
He's the creative officer. He did write the new Justice League. I don't know what he's doing. He does the Batman Earth 1 and a bunch of other stuff.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Some people complain that, I think you have even said that, or maybe not complained, maybe you just pointed it out, that Geoff Johns like to return things to the status quo when
he
was a kid.
Yes, he does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'll be interested to see how that goes. That being said, Ben Affleck's a massive Batman fan, and Geoff Johns knows a lot about Batman also. People know Batman, don't they?
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. I think that's a good combination of people. But yeah, Batman v Superman. Look,
Let's talk about it.
I liked the first trailer. This is like 1,000 times better.
Yeah, because the first trailer was a good teaser, but there was nothing to it, really.
Yeah.
There's a lot to this.
Mm.
I'm going to bring it up just so I can...
You can skim through?
Skim through it, yeah. Oh, wait, I can just go to history.
You can.
I'm a genius.
We could talk about how it opens with Superman. So do you want to just talk through it?
Yeah, let's talk through it.
Or the major bits.
Yeah,
so it opens with Superman going to some kind of tribunal.
Yep.
Because he's done something wrong, or they think he's done something wrong. Possibly Metropolis, possibly some other bizzo.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. It's reminiscent of
Do you think maybe he goes in there and he's like, what am I in trouble for? Is it Metropolis or some other bizzo?
Hands on hips.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not impressed.
No, it's that time you destroyed Metropolis.
Oh,
that's definitely it.
You can't say that. People get upset when you say that. Uh-huh. Not you, but I mean, people get upset when I say that.
All right. Because he did it, he was defending the Earth from the blah, blah, blah. First of all, you can really see they've really lightened up the costume.
Thank God, right?
Yeah.
No weird filter over everything. Because we saw that footage, didn't we, a few weeks
back.
No S
on his cape, and he still.
Yeah, that's fine. Nice. Yeah. I think it's, in a movie, I think it's too many S's.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm cool with that.
Sure.
Yeah, also, we also see the destruction of Metropolis from Bruce Wayne's perspective.
Yeah.
We see a building go down that Zod and Superman were
in. And
it
looks, it's exactly the same as...
It's the same shot.
It's the same shot?
What, for the building falling down. Yeah, they've just reversed it.
Because he's on the other side.
Yeah, but it's also the same people in front of him.
All right, okay, sure.
That's a weird coincidence.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that's fine. I don't really care. It's good to see that from a different perspective, though, than there's going to be ramifications for knocking down a city, because there probably should be.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, and so Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
You know, we see that he's something special because he runs into the
cloud
of debris. Everybody else is running away, and he saves a little girl. Yeah. So it's Bruce Wayne and the little girl are the only two people who survived the destruction of Metropolis, I'm pretty sure. I think everybody else dies.
It's funny, though. Well, that's actually, one of those buildings that falls down is a Wayne building, because you can see the sign that says Wayne Financial.
Yes, yes.
And you see an article, on that article it says...
Dozens killed.
Dozens killed, yeah. And like, wow, that's generous.
I think maybe they just mean...
Thousands killed?
No, I think in that building.
Yeah, absolutely, but dozens, come on.
No, it would have been... I shouldn't say literally everyone in the building was killed, along with literally everybody else in Metropolis, because everything was crushed.
Mm. Interesting, Zack Snyder brought up that, this I don't think this has ever been done before, Metropolis and Gotham are next to each other as cities.
Huh.
So you've got kind of the elite and whatever living in Metropolis, and you've got...
And then scumbags.
Exactly.
Right.
You got bloody scumbags.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
That's fine.
Why not? Whatever. Doesn't really matter where they are, I guess.
Yeah. And as we've been saying, like... You know, there were clearly, like, Bruce Wayne is in Metropolis at the time. So maybe there's some other people. Maybe the Flash is in there.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good loophole if we learn later on that the Flash was in Metropolis saving people as the buildings are going down.
Saving thousands of people so only dozens were killed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
And then you can maybe retcon it and go, well, Superman knew that was happening.
Yep.
And then, so it was fine for him to just plow through buildings.
They had a brief shaking of hands?
Yeah, they had a brief shaking of hands. Yeah. Exactly.
Or very quick, you know, but yeah, I get you. Mm. Cool, okay, great.
Which reminds me, at Comic-Con, they showed a new version of the Flash's costume for the TV series.
Oh, what'd you think?
Looks better.
They also showed a Green Arrow one as well, which also looks better.
Mm.
Two better things.
But we can't, the mask isn't on anything.
Okay.
Like the Flash mask, so yeah, it's hard to say. And that is the key for me.
I don't think they would have changed the mask that much.
Oh, I think they should have.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mind the mask.
Fine.
Yeah. Green Arrow one's definitely more Green Arrow-y as well, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
We also see Wayne Manor's been desolated.
Did you mean decimated?
No, desolated.
It's been desolated. You can't, that's not a verb. Can I say, Ben Affleck looks great as old Bruce Wayne.
Doesn't he? But not too old.
Not too old,
weird,
exactly.
Gross beard.
Yeah,
no
right.
Cane.
Yep.
No
magic. A little bit
knee.
Of white in the temples.
That's all you
still
need.
Still great hair, nice vest.
Still pulling a bloody tire on a rope or whatever he's
nice
doing.
Nice watch.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you're right. So he's like early 40s, you'd say? Maybe late 30s?
Whatever Affleck is, I guess.
Yeah, that's whatever Affleck.
Just play your age, Affleck. You can do it.
I could do that. I'm whatever age I am.
Yeah.
So Wayne Manor is Desolation of Smaug. So,
yes,
right?
Okay, great, yeah.
Don't you think people would be like, what's up with that Wayne guy? Like, he lives in a weird rundown manor.
He's always looking at newspapers and getting real angry at him.
We'll come back to the newspaper and possibly the Joker, though, yeah? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Because it kind of links into Suicide Squad. Uh-huh. The Batcave as well, what do you think? I like it.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's more kind
of levels.
It's not like a weird, gross cave, which is good.
Yep.
Which it has kind of been.
Jeremy Irons is Alfred.
I like it.
I did not see that coming, but it's great.
You knew he was Alfred.
Nah.
Really?
I don't listen.
We've talked about this.
I don't listen
Remember
when you
we
talk,
talked
mate.
About how Jeremy Irons made a weird statement about gay marriage and
oh,
how...
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, okay.
He's like, does that mean fathers can marry their sons? And
I
like,
didn't
no.
think that was connected to Batman versus Superman.
Oh, you think I just brought it up?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Mm.
Yeah, so the Batcave. Thoughts? Mm.
Looks good. A lot of levels. Love
a lot of
it.
Levels. Yep. Looks like he's been upkeeping it as well, which is important.
Yeah.
He's got multiple suits. You also see the a Robin costume.
Yes.
Which we, do you want to talk about that later?
Let's talk about it later,
yeah. We also see Bruce Wayne's parents being murdered.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. As,
love it.
As Thomas Wayne.
I forgot
Wayne.
He was Thomas Wayne.
Looks great.
I said this also in my Six Things You Missed, Mason video, that he would make a great...
Don't tell me what I missed. I bloody saw everything, but I saw everything, mate. Probably you missed some stuff. I'll tell you about
it. That's probably true.
Yeah.
But he'd make a great, like, Batman Thomas Wayne.
Oh, if they...
In the potential future.
Sure,
I don't think they'd do it, but... If they did, he'd be great, right?
Well, I mean, this movie is going to bring in magic.
Magic.
And it's going to bring
mystery,
in Atlantis.
Atlantum.
Romance. Yeah, so why not time travel at some point? Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's it's not for a while, right?
It looks like Batman is branding his...
Yeah. Do you remember we talked about that a while back and we both went, that'd be weird?
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
So... That's kind of like the Phantom punching someone with a ring.
Yeah, but clearly they're really building this rivalry in the sense
that... Yeah, absolutely. It does a good job of it as well.
Yeah, does this mean that Superman... Because Batman here is, he's a vigilante, he's beating people up, he's stopping criminals.
Yeah.
Does that mean that Superman, generally speaking, is not stopping criminals?
I think he's more... Because you kind of see him more saving people. I think he's more like because you see him rescuing a space shuttle and a little girl from a fire and the woman and her family who are being flooded and painted the Superman symbol on their roof or whatever. There's so much desolatedness going on there.
He doesn't have time for crime.
Yes.
I guess so.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
So they're doing that, but at the same time, Bruce Wayne, they're like, well, he's trouble.
Yeah.
And Bruce Wayne's like, you blew up Metropolis. Who do you think, in the grand scheme of things, a guy walking around dressed as a bat, punching some... people who are definitely criminals versus somebody blowing up Metropolis. Who's worse?
Wow. It's really perspective, isn't it?
I guess it is,
because if you're being punched, you probably think that Batman's worse.
That's true. But if a building is falling on you...
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. That's a good point. But again, you got to factor in, I guess, that Superman didn't knock down the buildings intentionally. And he didn't do most of the damage himself.
Yeah, true.
Like 90%, I would say, plus was Zod.
Yeah.
And him just kind of trying to stop him.
Hmm.
I can't believe I'm defending that. But... Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So Batman scaring people, branding people, that's cool. Do you see how fast he is? Batman.
Yeah, he's real fast.
You remember that bit where he like zips away on his bloody grappling?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of the two costumes? I've seen him before, but...
Yeah.
Well, there's actually three.
Is there three?
Third being the weird desert Batman costume.
Is that Batman?
That's the thing.
We'll get to it in a second.
Yeah.
You know what is odd, though, is that Robin's costume is entirely monochrome as well.
Yeah.
That's odd, don't you think?
Yeah, I was wondering whether is it a statue? I don't think it's a statue.
No, I think that's what's left of
the costume
after the Joker killed him.
Unless maybe the Joker lit him on fire?
Oh, maybe.
It's weird. It's like a weird kind of bronzed.
Yeah, it's a bronze color. Yeah, I see. Yeah. Maybe it's faded in the years since he's died possible. Or something like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting because classically Batman keeps Jason Todd's costume in the Batcave.
Yeah.
But this is the first time it's had like...
Classic.
Yeah, classic Batman. This is the first time it's had like an insult from the Joker spray painted on the
front. That he has to walk past every day.
Every day.
Initially I thought, did the Joker break it and spray paint that?
Right.
That's what I initially thought, which is nuts.
It looks a lot like the Arkham City Robin costume. Okay, we get a little bit of Ma Kent.
Yeah.
Superman, do what you want.
Yeah, what's with
do
that?
Do what you want.
That she's taken the Jonathan Kent role from the last movie. It's just save people or just don't.
Just chill. It's fine.
Just bloody hang
out,
mate.
Go into space, I don't know. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, so this we see the traditional Batman suit, which is pretty friggin' sweet.
Am
I right?
Looks really good.
He's fast for a big guy as well, which is good because that's what he is in The Dark Knight Returns. I always get Rises, Returns, Strikes Back. They're all in my head in a big pile of crap.
Do you know what I mean? Sure.
Just word nonsense. I should point out, Zack Snyder also said, listen, a lot of people have kind of been saying that this is The Dark Knight Returns. It takes cues from it, he said, but this is its own thing.
Right.
And that was, and I assumed that anyway.
Yeah, it's so like Batman Begins. It wasn't Batman Year One.
No.
It took cues from
Batman Year One was some kind of book with like pictures.
Yeah, book and pictures.
So that's good. Good for him for saying that. So it's an entirely new story,
right?
Partly new.
Then we got the battle suit.
As ever.
Yeah.
We also saw some photos of it just kind of standing about. Like,
sure.
You know, I mean, like at Comic Con, they like had it on display.
Oh,
and
cool.
It still looks really sweet.
Great.
I wonder how much of that is CGI. Because it doesn't look like something you could really move in.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the third Batman.
Yeah, weird
desert Batman.
Which you see him snapping a guy's neck.
Oh, that's right.
Which makes me think that's Batman and he hasn't snapped that guy's neck.
Yeah.
Or that's like a Sons of the Batman, which is a thing from...
Oh, it's like his acolytes.
Yeah.
Like they've taken his, or like even in The Dark Knight, where those guys dress up
in
Batman costumes and fight crime. I'm not wearing hockey pads.
That's your favorite thing to say, isn't it?
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
And you like saying it to people wearing hockey pads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'll find me at like
local ice rinks.
Little league hockey games all over the country. Just waiting for my chance to say it. It's so good. So you're saying that's probably not him.
That might be.
Yeah.
But also those...
Or it might be a universe where, like, because this is the universe where Superman broke somebody's neck.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a universe where people are just breaking necks from time to time. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like they don't seem to mind.
Maybe, you know, in comics, isn't there like French Batman?
Oh, the Batman Incorporated.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
So maybe that's that.
So it's, well, yeah, it could be somebody inspired by him.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
So you see him fighting some Superman troops and people have said, why has Superman got troops or whatever? I don't think they're his. I think because you see him gunning down people.
Yeah.
I think maybe Lex Luthor's hired them they're just some kind of rogue kind of group.
Talk about Lex Luthor.
Oh, we can't use the word rogue until.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, Lex Luthor.
And his majestic hair.
He looks great.
Ooh. Boo. I didn't think they were going to go with Lex Luthor has a series of unrealistic, very shoddy looking wigs.
You didn't think
like
that?
Like in the first
Superman
That
didn't cross your
movies.
Mind.
No. I thought he'd be out and proud with his bald head.
Yeah. Do you think it's a wig? Or do you think it's intentionally a wig? Or do you think he loses his hair during the
film? No, that's a wig.
Okay.
I think he's a man who wears a bunch of wigs. And...
That's a weird thing to do.
Yeah, I know. But who would grow that hair intentionally? You know what I mean? Who would style their hair like that if it was real hair? No one.
Especially if you're a billionaire, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
It actually is very reminiscent of John Travolta, what he rocks out in.
Oh, yes.
So, I don't know. Maybe the super rich like think that people won't say anything. I'd say something. No,
yes.
I probably wouldn't.
Oh, you mentioned what is the staff that Robin's costume is wearing. I think that's just his...
Weapon.
Yeah, that's his weapon of choice.
Yeah.
It's like a weird tricked out bow staff.
I thought...
It's like a grappling hook in the end and stuff.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it's a thing that the Joker beat him to death with.
Yeah, put that on his monument. Yeah.
Well, he's left the spray paint, hasn't he?
Well, I guess
you
so.
Get Alfred to wash it off.
Yeah.
God, he's messed up, isn't he, Batman?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. So, Lex Luthor, what do you think of his voice, though, and his fancy outfits?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't mind the voice. Did you like the red capes are coming kind of
That
line?
Was funny, yeah.
I liked it, too.
Sure. Yeah.
People were like, is that supposed to be funny or is it supposed to be menacing? I think it's supposed to be like a mock, like he's making fun of someone or the whole situation.
Sure.
Do you think there's a very good chance that Lex Luthor maybe manufactured this entire event?
Nah, he's a pretty good bloke.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I reckon he done it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wonder Woman.
She's in it, yeah.
She looks really good.
Excellent, yeah, nailed it, yeah.
Bloody, yeah, got that down pat. I mean, she didn't say anything. We see her, see her in her civvies and we see her in her bloody Wonder
Woman.
Well,
she should be seen and not heard.
Oh!
That's the DC Bible.
Do you notice as well, the costume seems brighter than the images that they've released of her.
Oh, interesting.
It's more bluey and reddy.
Yeah, right.
I wonder, though, if they've gone back and brightened some of this up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because why not? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You're allowed to. And so I think it's been rumored that she's some kind of ambassador from Themyscira, right. Or she says she's from somewhere and whatever. Uh-huh. So she's milling about,
yeah, yeah,
doing some investigating of her own, perhaps.
She's clashing her bloody bracelets together.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's pretty sweet.
Pretty
Do you
good.
Think we'll see her deflect bullets with it?
Yes, almost certainly.
I agree.
Yeah, probably those Superman troops.
Do you think she can fly?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think...
We see what I think is the bat plane.
Yeah.
Probably not her invisible jet.
Yeah.
Because right? It's visible.
In this one?
Yes.
Where? Oh, yeah, it flies over, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that I think that's confirmed it's a bat plane.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's a bit where Superman rips the doors off the bat.
Okay, can we talk about how I think there's going to be at least two
major
conflicts.
Yep.
Okay, so right at the end of the trailer, we see Superman tear off the canopy of the crashed Batmobile.
Yeah.
And then, but in the middle of the trailer, we see Wonder Woman fighting someone.
Yeah.
And the crashed Batmobile is behind her.
I know, yeah.
I think she's fighting Superman.
Okay, sure, yeah.
I think that this is the initial battle.
Yeah.
And Superman has cornered Batman in Gotham City.
Yep.
And he's going to... Because there's the scene where, you know, the canopy comes off and then Batman stands up and there's clearly this face-off.
Yeah.
That is a face-off that's not going to last very long.
No.
So I think Superman's going to take Batman in.
Yeah.
And he's just about to do it and then Wonder Woman jumps into the fray,
yeah,
and starts fighting Superman
like some kind of Thor, Iron Man, Captain America.
Correct,
situation?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And that would be my indication that she can fly.
Okay,
she probably
sure.
Just drops in there, and also it's
better than running, you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it seems to be implied that Batman and Bruce Wayne and Diana have had some sort of relationship in the past. I think.
Yeah,
which would explain.
That's your favorite thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
So that would That would explain why she's got his back, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we've got a second battle towards the end, which is the power suit battle.
I think
it's going to be sweet.
I think, and many people have said this, I think Doomsday's in this.
Oh, okay. So
I think one of those battles shown is Doomsday. And I think you're going to see the Justice League, well, some of them, fight Doomsday.
Interesting.
Because
Jason Momoa has not been... He's in this movie,
He's in
right?
it, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not been seen in the trailer
there's
yet.
No, there's rumors that he's been captured by LexCorp or someone.
Oh.
And he's released for whatever reason.
Right, okay.
And that I think that maybe him, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman will take on Doomsday. There's a bit where Batman, you know, when he grapples away.
Yep.
Where the laser vision hits, like, just where he was.
And it's heat vision, you're going to get lettuce.
Sorry, I know. I actually went back in my video and I re-edited where I said heat vision because I'm like, someone's going to say something.
Yeah.
But Superman wouldn't kill Batman like
no,
that.
No, so you wouldn't
I'm thinking
think so.
That can't be
right.
Because, unless he knows he's going to escape, but that's a big gamble.
He might be like Batman's armor can take one hit from that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He could probably x-ray it,
but
it
knocks like the building.
Yeah,
like,
I know, but that's a pretty tough suit.
His regular suit.
No, probably not actually. Yeah. Okay, so because we do see Zod's corpse.
Yeah.
In a body
Why
bag.
Why have it?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So you're suggesting that The rumor is that LexCorp are going to experiment on Zod's body and come up with a Doomsday or a Bizarro or a Nuclear Man with the voice of Jesse Eisenberg. How about that? I'd
Pretty
watch that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
No, I think it will be definitely Doomsday if they're going to do it. I think either they're going to take Zod's body or they're going to and turn it into that or they're going to clone a version of Doomsday or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then
it's going to have heat vision.
I hope so. Or laser vision. I'm happy with
sure,
either.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's also a bit where you see like Lex Corp is wrecked.
Yep.
And you see there's like a basketball court because there was rumors that Jesse Eisenberg has like a basketball court in his office or whatever.
Right, right.
And that's all wrecked and there's
bullet casings.
Casings
all over the floor.
So I'm
yeah.
like somebody's escaped that. Maybe it was Aquaman or whoever or whatever. But I think they make Doomsday and it
Luther's like, okay, Aquaman, you gotta play me in basketball. Just 2-on-2. You can have a bodyguard. I'll have a bodyguard. Promise me you won't escape. Oh, God damn it.
He's gone.
We see the kryptonite for the first time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it.
Do you think they made it or do you think they retrieved it?
I think they retrieved it.
I agree.
I'd say probably from
the world engine on the other side of the world.
Yeah, maybe.
Because as you said, that underwater shot where somebody's going to get something. It could be Aquaman related.
Yeah.
It could be the kryptonite. Yeah. What else?
Hang on. So was the world engine that part of that spaceship that was in the Arctic?
Yeah, no.
That was a separate.
That was the.
Well, the kryptonite could be from that spaceship from the
Arctic.
That's
true.
Yeah.
But do you remember when Superman flew to the other side of the world to fight the squid?
Yes.
And it had like atmospheric whatever, whatever. So he couldn't. He was weakening his powers.
Oh, yeah.
And he got through it because he believed or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I think if there's going to be kryptonite anyway, it's going to be there.
Okay, right.
And maybe it radiated some rocks. Mm-hmm. Maybe it dropped out of it. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, that'll be used to some effect.
Yeah, and then we seemingly see...
Is Doomsday susceptible to kryptonite?
No.
Good for him.
Yeah, I know, right? Good on him. We see a scene where Batman in his power suit like drops Superman through a roof.
Yeah.
Do you think Superman is powered down at this point because of the kryptonite?
It's very possible.
Or do you think that that suit is just real kick-ass?
Well, Zack Snyder also talked about it. He said, that suit for Batman is like a last resort. I need to last this situation for as long as I can.
Uh-huh.
He said it's more defensive than offensive.
Right.
It's to keep him from being splattered.
Okay.
So it must be powered down to an extent, I guess.
Yeah.
I think by the sounds of the way that he was speaking, he understands that Batman would be pasted immediately.
Yes.
So it seems like they're being smart about kind of writing around that.
Right, right, right.
I hope they are anyway. So, because otherwise, if they get this wrong, God, we're never going to hear the end
we'll
of it.
Exactly. We'll never hear the end of it. There'll be so many blog posts and so many how it should have ended.
I love those guys.
Yeah, no, but like unofficial ones.
Oh, okay. The not good ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Mm.
Do you want to talk Jason Todd, though?
Yes, okay.
First of all, that might not be Jason Todd.
Could be any number of Robins.
Could be Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Could be Damian Wayne. It's probably not Damian Wayne.
No.
Could be.
No, he'd be more mad. I think it was Damian Wayne.
Do you think it would? I hope that Dick Grayson is somewhere in this universe.
Right, okay.
Because I like Dick Grayson. I'd like to see him.
Yes.
And I'd like this to be Jason Todd. Because I love the first Batman.
Because you love it when Jason Todd dies.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And because I want the first Batman solo movie to be the Red Hood.
Interesting.
Because we haven't seen it live action.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel
so where's Dick Grayson now?
Bloodhaven. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, great.
Which is in between Metropolis and
yeah, sure.
Gotham. Yeah, so basically you see the suit and it's been spray painted.
Yep.
I'd say the Joker probably did that.
After he killed Robin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You also see a letter that says, you let your family die again. I said, oh, it's probably the Joker or whatever.
Uh-huh.
People said, well, what if it's not? What if it's the Red Hood?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
By the way, those people don't know, Red Hood is Jason Todd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
But you put that on the wrong side.
Correct.
Yep.
I'll edit it back. Correct. I won't. And also, because this ties into Suicide Squad, which I guess we can talk about.
Yeah,
now.
Let's do it.
How many woos?
Oh, for Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Woo!
Is that maximum
That's the
woos?
Maximum number of woos, I think. Yeah.
Maximum woos.
From this point, all the woos are downhill.
Okay.
Next downhill woos.
Suicide Squad.
I'll tell you at the end.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. So you see, it looks like in the Suicide Squad trailer, that the Joker's talking to Jason Todd and he's kind of torturing him at the end.
Oh.
I think that's what that is.
Okay, right.
It might not be. It's a very small trailer because DC are 50-50 on releasing these officially.
They really
apparently.
Are. Postage stamp size. That's what we got.
But I guess, and I think maybe, and I'll talk about trailers in a bit. Doesn't matter.
I mean, he could be torturing literally anyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're correct. But I think if you're going to include that and you're going to include the Joker and you've got Batman in this story and we've got footage of Batman taking down the Joker or chasing him.
Yep.
I think this is the reason.
Okay,
I think
you
give him a good reason to do it.
Right.
So that's why I think they might be building towards Red Hood. And why wouldn't, I mean, they did Winter Soldier and that's similar-ish.
That is very similar.
So
I thought about that earlier. It's incredibly similar.
So
me too similar. You know what I mean?
That's fine. I'm cool with it.
All right.
So this Suicide Squad trailer though, lots of Harley Quinn,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty sweet.
Yep.
Lots of dead.
Go ahead.
Go on.
I was going to say a lot of Will Smith being a family man.
Yeah, you got to have him doing that.
Yep.
Do you care for that?
I don't know.
Deadshot has a family or had a family, didn't he?
He has a daughter.
Yeah.
Look, Will Smith, I like Will Smith, but he should at some point just embrace being a bad guy. I think
in real life?
Yes. No, but I think, like, surely his kids are of an age that they know who's acting.
Sure,
you know what I mean? They are themselves actors on some level.
But think about all the kids who look up to Will Smith.
Right, okay.
Like, can't think of any.
No.
You're right, good point.
Mm-hmm. But we get a very fleeting glimpse of him in full Deadshot costume. Looks pretty good. He's rappelling down a building or something.
Do you like that mask? How it's a different colour than the rest of the costume for some reason?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. We see Jai Courtney. And he does his Australian accent.
That's right.
It's pretty good.
I quite liked it.
For an Australian guy, he does a good Australian accent, doesn't he?
I know, right?
One of the best. We also hear the Joker. Mm. And a lot of people have said he sounds like he's doing a Heath Ledger impersonation.
I thought that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a clip. I thought it was really good.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What did you think of it?
I don't know. There was a lot of wooing going on that really distracted me.
There is,
I'd like to see a clean copy of it without audience reaction wooing it.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. It's hard to really talk
ruining
about.
Ruining it.
Very good.
That's when a crowd of people ruin your enjoyment of a trailer by wooing all throughout it.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was really
good. We see Killer Croc in motion. Looked pretty
that
good,
looked,
I thought.
Looked better than the still images that we've seen. Yeah. Maybe a little bit of that CGI as well.
Yeah, I want to see more of the joke. I don't have an opinion on the Joker yet to determine whether or not he's just a real jerk poser yet.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like Jared Leto is.
Correct.
I know you talked about last week, you talked about the Joker again. Did you bring up how they had a psychiatrist on set? Did you talk about that last week?
No, I didn't mention that, no.
So they do.
We mentioned the rat again.
You mentioned the rat
again. Guillermo del Toro has the rat that Jared Leto posted to Margot Robbie in character as the Joker.
But yeah, there's a psychologist or a psychiatrist, one of them. Whatever one doesn't dish out pills, I guess.
Does, though.
Yeah, you're probably right. But on set. But again, I feel like it's one of those things where it's like a thing that they're saying, you know, like, it's crazy. It's
Everything's going so crazy on set. We need a thing. There's so many rats going around. You know what I mean? Up is down, black is white.
So, yeah. Any final thoughts on Suicide Squad?
Looks pretty good. We didn't see Captain Boomerang throwing any boomerangs.
No. I mean, he maybe does it and we can't see it.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Does he have his little triangle hat?
I don't think he had a triangle hat.
I don't know. Yeah. Will Smith also says the line, what is this, some kind of Suicide Squad?
He did get the title line. It's not that exactly,
but yeah.
And we get yet another Amanda Waller.
Yes.
Who is not Oprah Winfrey.
No.
I thought she was.
Oh, really?
I thought she was
Davis, I think. Yeah. She's great.
I thought it was going to be Oprah Winfrey.
Well, they talked about it briefly. Oh, okay, that's okay.
You know what they should do is they should get a team of Amanda Wallers together. Like all the actresses who've played Amanda Waller. Yeah. And make them a team.
Of different sizes?
Yeah. Because
they do vary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
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 Great. Good stuff. Mm. I think, how many woos? How much woos?
Whoop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So out of all the things, obviously top for you is Batman v Superman.
Yes.
Justice.
Yes.
Dawn of.
Oh boy.
I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we weren't there, so we can't really judge. Maybe the Warcraft trailer was so amazing that Mason thinks it's the best movie that he's ever seen. Trailer for it. Maybe that's what you think.
Maybe that is what I think, yeah. If only I had some sort of forum to illustrate what I think.
Finally. Yeah. In a dream world.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should. What are we on? Let me check the time. Yeah, we're over an hour, roughly. Okay. So, do you want to do the What We Reading section of the show?
Yeah, let's do the What We Reading section of the show.
Here it is, the theme song.
Okay.
I'm doing the theme. What are we reading today? What are you reading?
Well, I haven't read it yet, but I've just seen it on Comixology, and I'm bang up for it. In the tradition of Archie versus the Punisher.
Great.
And Batman versus Predator.
Yes.
Here comes Archie versus Predator. It's a real comic book. They've done it again.
People have written in about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to read it.
Do you think it'll be really good?
Look, I've seen some little...
What style is it drawn in?
Archie style.
Even the Predator. So he's not like a weird different style. I guess that wouldn't work, would it?
Not really, no.
So they team up, I guess, while they fight?
Well, it seems to be sort of in the style of like a teen slasher film, but it's them versus the Predator.
So he's going to kill the Predator at the end.
And also, it seems to be out of continuity, and I think people are going to die in it. I think people are dying in it.
Great.
Like probably minor characters at first.
Yep.
You know, Big Moose.
Yep. Is that like a moose?
No, Big Moose.
I've never read Archie comic. Wow. Having never read
Dilton Archie... is probably going to die.
Is he a moose also?
None of them are mooses. God.
Having never read an Archie comic, yes. Should I read this?
No, it wouldn't make any sense, I don't think.
Really? So all the like the in-jokes and characters, I'm going to be like, okay, what if I read the Wikipedia and then read it?
The Archie Wikipedia?
Yeah. Seems long.
Know. I think Archie versus the Punisher still works if you don't know anything about
I'll
either.
Do that then.
But Archie versus Predator, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. But I know the Predator. Isn't that enough?
No.
Oh, God damn it.
How will you know how Betty and Veronica are going to relate to the Predator if you don't know Betty and Veronica?
Aren't they like the same woman?
Yeah, more or less. Like, that's one's a blonde and one's a brunette.
Yeah, that's my understanding
no,
of
one's,
it.
No, one's all... It doesn't matter.
Which is one's better?
Betty.
Why?
Because she's a genuine nice girl.
And one's a bitch.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Veronica's the rich one. She's all stuck up and rich, but they both have hearts of gold when it all comes down to it.
Are they friends?
Yes.
But they both date Archie.
Yeah, it's weird.
What's so good about him?
Nothing. But you don't question that, all right? That's the linchpin around the whole series. You don't question why Archie gets so many girls, even though he's a nothing character.
The reader is Archie.
Yeah.
That's what that is, right?
Archie is the Charlie Sheen from 2.5 Men of his own series, yes. Yeah.
I guess I could follow that.
Yeah. I'm also going to read Airboy, which is by James Robinson.
Yes.
Who wrote Starman, which is my favorite series of all time.
That's true. He carries a stick.
Yeah, that's the one. Anyway, but it's about James Robinson, the author, being hired to write a reboot of the 1940s action hero Airboy. So that's what it's about. So it's meta.
That's so meta.
Yeah. So
I got to read Starman.
Yeah, it's real good.
How many issues is it?
80. That's... Well, 81 because it starts with a zero.
You start with a zero.
Yeah, no.
Dickhead.
Brutal.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'm going to read those two.
Those sound really good, both yes. of those things.
What are you going to read?
Well, did you read Oh Killstrike, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
And is that still good?
Well, it's only been like two issues. But yeah, I enjoyed it.
Okay, I got to get into that. I read The New Civil War.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was great. It's basically what would happen if the Civil War continued from the Marvel Civil War instead of them, you know, Captain America giving up and whatever. So the country...
By giving up, you mean being shot in the head.
That's what happened in the next thing.
All right.
But he gives up in the Civil War. He's like, why are we fighting? What are we doing?
All right.
Stop it!
Out of my head.
In his Seinfeld voice. And the country is divided into the blue and the iron.
This is a parallel universe situation.
Yes,
okay,
but right. It's all in the battle world or
right,
whatever.
It's in the battle world. Okay, right. I'm not reading any more Marvel until I stop with the battle world.
I like it.
Yeah,
right. I liked the first issue. It had me intrigued, had me interested, and I will read the next one.
Is the Beyonder involved? Because he's always when there's a battle world.
No. I mean, he probably is, but he's not in this one.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably is. He's up to something. Also, I'm seeing Ant-Man tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We got an early screening, but Mason decided not to go.
I can't make it. I've got other stuff on. God.
Name three things you've got to do.
I've got to write Ant-Man fan fiction. I've got to write three of them. All right? Yeah.
Great. So that's what I'm doing. Ant-Man apparently is okay. So
I've heard that. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's that segment of the show.
I mean, James Gunn certainly says it's the best.
Yes.
I mean, he would, wouldn't he?
Well,
he's been paid by Marvel.
He didn't say Age of Ultron was the best.
That's true.
Yeah, so there you go. Time for letters. Let's do some letters. Oh, wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
What were we going to say?
I was going to say, didn't one of them get the other one their job at Marvel? Isn't that like the director of...
Peyton Reed.
Didn't Peyton Reed get James Gunn his job or something like that?
It's very possible.
Yeah, okay, right.
Look that up.
I will. I'm not going to. Nah. Spread filthy rumors about him. Why not?
Hey guys, long-time listener and fan here. However, I never got in contact until now.
Ooh.
So San Diego Comic-Con is right now, and it's very exciting. I've ended up watching a few panels, and which go like this. Tease the shit out of the TV show or movie. We didn't talk about TV shows either, really, did we? Who cares?
No.
To answer dumb...
Everything's coming back. Yeah. Except for Hannibal. It's not coming back.
Or Constantine.
Everybody passed on Hannibal, apparently. All the streaming services, they all passed on it. Apparently, there's going to be a time jump in the next couple of episodes.
Oh, really?
Like in like three, it's going to go to 3 years into the future and they're going to tie it all up.
Is captured?
Don't know.
Let's see, won't we?
Yeah, we sure will.
So number one, tease a shit out of some TV or movie. Two, answer dumb questions from nerds. Three, show a trailer. I finish. Do you reckon they screen those questions? They must.
No, I don't think they do.
Really?
I think we get, like, edited highlights.
I don't think so. Really? Because I've watched, like, people go there and they film the whole thing and they upload the whole thing.
Oh, okay, right.
So, yeah, I don't think that's necessarily true. I find every panel I watch thinking, why did I watch that?
Yep.
The trailers are always the highlights from the panels. And what do? They keep them exclusive for the attendees. Release the fucking trailer online, you morons. I want to see the Warcraft movie trailer, but the director said it'll be released in November for everyone. So that's months of shitty quality camera footage on YouTube. I can't woo with that. So here's my here's my questions. Do you agree that panels are a waste of time, and do you watch any?
Look, I don't know. If the cast in particular are very charming, or I know they've got a lot of good stories to tell, or something like that, I might tune in briefly.
Sure.
But if it's just
The process
a whole bunch of generic jerks, then I don't care.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I watched the Star Wars one in full, and I watched the Batman v Superman one in full. Right. Star Wars one was like an hour.
Who's on the Batman v Superman panel?
Everybody.
Affleck?
Affleck.
Ooh, maybe I will watch it.
He actually told a Christian Bale story where he was in. He went into the store to buy a costume for his son, a Batman costume, and Christian Bale was there, also buying a costume.
Right.
And he made a point of saying he wasn't just hanging out there. Like, Christian Bale wasn't. And he said, "You got any advice?" And he's like, "Yeah, make sure they make sure you can pee like in the suit."
Right. Sure.
So. But yeah.
So have it built like a wetsuit so you can just pee in the suit whenever you want. Just pee straight in the suit.
And also, I forgot to mention this, Harrison Ford. John Boyega told a story about Harrison Ford, how he went to a local restaurant, I think he said in London, like a Nigerian restaurant. And they go, oh my God, are you Harrison Ford? And he goes, I used to be. So that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Okay, I like
He's a good sport about being a grumpy old prick.
Evidently,
like
okay.
But no, do you think panels are a waste of time?
No, people get a lot out of them. I don't.
I'd say some of them are a waste of time.
Give me an example of one.
Probably the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. one. they did one. I don't think they did.
No, because Marvel wasn't there.
No.
Fox.
I think.
ABC.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
look, I wouldn't go unless I got some kind of press pass and I could be waved in.
I thought you were going to say present.
Yeah, or
I got some sort of present.
Yeah, I'd go for a present. Even then. Yeah, no, I don't necessarily think they're a waste of time, but I only watch the panels that I'm interested in, or I have to go, well, I have to talk about this at length, so I'll learn some stuff. But also, he says, what are your thoughts on studios showing trailers and then not releasing them online?
Yeah, no, it's dumb.
It's
incredibly dumb, and he's right, we are going to get just poor cam versions for months and months. And what's going to happen, they're actually going to, you'll be like, oh, I think I'll watch that Suicide Squad trailer again.
Yeah.
And you'll have to find one that's, like the original one will have been deleted, but somebody would have downloaded that version and uploaded it somewhere else, so the quality's worse. And that one would have been found and deleted, but somebody's copied that and then put it down. So
it's like copying a VHS tape.
Exactly. It's just worse and worse. Just, I think, yeah. Who was it who the cam version came out and they,
Marvel,
I think Marvel just
it.
Panicked and they just released the full HD version. Yeah. Just do that. It's
absolutely
fine. We're
And Star Wars did it. Star Wars have been really good at doing it.
Yeah.
Here's some footage. There you go. It's yours.
Why give us the Batman v Superman one and not the Suicide Squad one?
Oh, look, the only reason I can think that they did that was because they're undercutting themselves. Okay, well, they're basically drawing focus away from themselves, have said.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think that, I don't know why Fox and that did it, but maybe they're thinking, they're going to release a Batman trailer. Are we really going to put an X-Men trailer up against a Batman v Superman trailer? So that's my only reasoning for it.
Yes.
I think maybe we'll see one of these roll out during the week.
Maybe, yeah.
But,
or maybe tomorrow will be the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we won't be able to talk about it. Mm. Anyway, cheers from sunny England. Joe Farmer. Grab that gem. We will. They probably should release them, but look, and you know what? Having seen the leaked Batman v Superman trailer from last year's Comic-Con, and then in March or April, whenever they released the last teaser, having seen that or most of it already, I'm like, that really lessened the impact of this.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? This is slightly better.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Anyway, another email, Mason. Do you care for us? This is from the Energetic Falcon.
Ooh.
Hey, Nick and James, love the podcast. Quick question. What are your thoughts
about... He is energetic. Straight to the point.
What are your thoughts about the Han Solo spin-off? I personally think it's a great idea. Keep up the good work.
Do we know who's playing Han Solo?
No.
Yeah, it's probably going to be pretty good. I'm going to have fun with it. Yeah.
Who was the director? The directors are the people who did the Lego movie.
Yeah. I don't want to see an origin story, though.
Well.
I just want to see a slice of life of Han Solo.
Okay.
A young Han Solo in a romp, doing a heist. Having a romp, doing a heist.
I think that's probably what we'll say.
Great. I don't want to see an origin story. I don't want to see him as some naive farm boy and then he gets lost.
Then
he gets lost in space and then he meets up with some colorful characters and then he slowly becomes a heartless mercenary or whatever because he got burned by a, you know, sexy lady, love of his life, and then she died or she left him or whatever, yeah. And he's like, oh, now I just love money and Wookiees or whatever. Like, just say he's always been kind of a jerk and he goes on jerk adventures because he's a real jerk.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Here's a question, though.
Yeah.
How do you cast this?
Bradley Cooper. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Like, because it's, okay, I've got some names.
I'm ready.
Harrison Ford CGI'd.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Okay, look, I'm not going to go through a ball. I think they should cast
Shia LaBeouf.
Definitely not. The Hemsworth from The Hunger Games.
Oh, other Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth?
Liam Hemsworth.
Okay, sure.
I think they should cast him.
Okay.
And I think he looks enough like him.
Fair enough.
Pretty charismatic. Uh-huh. He can do a voice, like an American accent. Probably look pretty good in a vest.
Sure.
So, you think he wears like kind of raggedy clothes in Hunger Games.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
You know, I think he'd be a good choice.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what? They'll probably just, I don't know who they'll get. You know what? They're good directors.
One of the Jonas Brothers.
They're good directors, so I think it'll be fine. I'm happy with it, but then again, I'd rather see like a spin-off of someone we haven't seen yet. Like, you know what I mean? They've talked about the Obi-Wan movie, for example. I'd rather see that.
Right.
Because we only saw a little bit of Obi-Wan, then he was a blue ghost, and then he was in those three movies.
Also. Sure, yeah.
I forgot those. But they don't count.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's my thoughts.
I'd like to see a Greedo's Big Day movie, and it's the 24 hours before he gets killed by Han Solo. I think that would be great.
Do you sympathize with him?
Yeah, maybe.
I can tell you the backstory on Greedo if you want.
All right.
Han Solo stole his vest.
Really?
Yes.
The vest that he wears?
He wears, yes.
Wow!
In the expanded universe, which is no longer canon,
yep.
Greedo's like a kid punk.
Yeah.
He's trying to prove himself.
Yeah.
And one of his earlier interactions with Han Solo is he tries to mug him or something or capture him, and Han Solo takes his vest. Would you see that?
No.
What?
That's, don't invent that weird rivalry. Greedo's just a bounty hunter. That's the point.
He's not. He hasn't got any kind of vest anger.
He doesn't have. He's not invested in Han Solo. Oh,
very good. Hey, gents. I heard a rumor stating that Miss Marissa Tomei was going to play Aunt May in the new Spider-Man movie.
I heard that too.
What you guys think about that? I mean, she's no Sally Field, but they seem to really want to milf up the role of Aunt May. I think the term that was coined was ALF. How do you say that? It's MILF with an A instead of an
A. ALF. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
Anyways, enjoy the show, Mike, at Last Bone Stands on Twitter. P.S. Can I be the official Nick Mason of the podcast?
Yep. We have several, though, I think. Like, not including me. We have several already, but all right.
What do you think about Marissa Tomei?
She's great.
She is.
Yeah.
You know what she's really good in?
She's 50, I think.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So she could do it.
Yeah.
Especially if he's like supposed to be like 16 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
She was in, what's that movie with?
The Wrestler.
I haven't seen it, actually.
Okay, that's good.
That's really good.
Yeah, she's good. She's great in that.
I heard Mickey Rourke's face is really good in it, too.
Ooh.
That's a real beat-up face.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the Creed trailer? Creed for the Apollo Creed movie.
No.
It's not actually Apollo Creed. It's his son, played by Michael B. Jordan.
Huh.
The basketballer.
Yes. Does Stallone get a cameo?
Yeah, he trains him.
Ooh, I've not seen it, no.
It looks pretty sweet.
Okay, excellent.
I mean, it looks like Rocky.
Does it look like Rocky Balboa?
Yes.
Which looks like old school Rocky.
It does. Rocky Balboa is old school Rocky. Rocky Balboa is Rocky 1. They're the same movie.
Right, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I mean, does it look like Hollywood boxing or does it look like real boxing?
It looks
like
real enough, yeah.
Okay, right.
I mean, it's, you know.
Okay, cool.
Who cares?
Right.
Where
were we? Marissa Tomei.
I think it's great.
Yeah. That's fine. And also, it is very odd that
she's getting younger?
Sorry?
She's getting younger every movie?
No, not even that, because I mean, if Peter Parker is 17.
Yeah.
Makes sense that she'd be 40.
50.
Yeah, 50.
Whatever,
it's
fine.
But it is odd that, you know, in the movies we've seen that Richard and Mary Parker are like you know, in their 40s or whatever, yeah. and then Aunt May's geriatric.
You're like, right.
Why is there such a weird age difference there?
That's a very good point. You know? Yeah.
Mm.
Good
so, point. Great.
Great.
Yep.
Looking forward. Maybe they're finally going to do that Aunt May spin-off movie they threatened us with. Do you remember that?
No.
There was a rumor.
Oh, yes.
That Sony were looking to do an Aunt May spin-off movie where she's young and maybe she's a secret agent or something like some crap.
Love it.
And then they were like, as if, but then all those emails leaked and it turns out that that was something they were considering.
Yep. Sorry. Yeah. Do you think maybe they just put all their characters, like every single character they owned, on post-it notes on one wall?
Yeah.
And then every character archetype and post-it notes on another wall, and they just threw darts.
Yeah.
And they got Aunt May's secret agent.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
That's
put it.
Put it
in an email. Put this down forever.
I would have preferred the lizard secret agent, but whatever. Yep. Each to their own. Last email. Dear Nick and James, Miguel here. Do you guys get embarrassed when you get information wrong?
We did that last week.
Did we?
Well, me and Nicholas J.
Oh,
Johnson
sorry.
Did, yes.
I did listen to it as well.
No, you didn't.
I honestly did.
No, you
I
did,
enjoyed
I
it a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No.
No, not at all.
Maybe I did.
But it's good to have your perspective on it as well. I embrace it.
There you go. Mm. Well, that'll teach me for picking out four letters this week instead of three. So that's...
Yeah.
That bloody
I have a further question. Do you ever get embarrassed when you pick out a letter that's already been read on a previous episode?
How red do I look?
Pretty red.
Yeah. No, I don't care at all.
Yeah.
You know what? It's because it's okay to be wrong. You can be wrong. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like in life or whatever.
Sure.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Enjoy your week, everyone.
Keep listening though.
Yeah. Okay, so where can people find us? That's the show.
We're at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail.
Yes.
So you want to send us an email like those wonderful people did just then.
Correct.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
What else?
Bandcamp.
Weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.com.
Correct.
We should put up another commentary.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it this week.
Yeah, nice.
It's supposed to rain all week, so maybe we'll shut ourselves in and bloody watch a movie.
Great. Buy a campfire.
Yes.
Buy an indoor campfire and then watch a movie like our ancestors did and comment over the top.
Correct.
Great.
At The Weekly Planet on Twitter is a good place to follow us as well.
Yes.
That keeps abreast of what's up.
Yep.
In the world.
Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. We've got a lot of you. I've discovered this last week as I was plugging all of them. We have a lot of URLs to plug.
We do,
at the end of this.
Was Nick just like, ugh.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies. I think I said that. Mm. Where are you at? Did you say that already?
Yes, I did.
Great. So I'm out of practice. I took a week off, mate.
Yeah. How do you feel? Do you feel refreshed?
Nah.
Great.
I'm bloody tired, mate.
Yeah, what are we talking about next week? It's Ant-Man next week, right?
It's Ant-Man next week.
Yeah.
And look, we've been saying it for a while. We should do a Star Wars prequel episode sometime in the next month or so. Because people have been requesting it.
The prequels.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Or should we wait till it's closer to whenever that movie comes out in December?
Look, I think we should push it back as far as we can, just in case every copy of the prequels are destroyed somehow, then we don't have to do it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your mind is wiped?
My mind's wiped,
Well, what I was thinking, if we are going to do Star Wars ones, we could do a prequel one, and the one we could do just before the movie is best Star Wars things that aren't the movies.
Sure.
Or just stuff that we remember.
Yeah. Like, we could do a classic, hey, remember that bit when
yeah, that's
episode.
It. So look forward to those things at some point in the next 6 months. Bye.
Just look forward to things.
Yeah.
You know, things are great.
It's fine. Make a friend. Make an enemy.
Yeah.
Make a friend and an enemy and make them
frenemy.
Kiss. I'm tired.
You're so tired.
Okay.
All right.
See you next week.
Grab that gem, you guys.
Eat your spaghettis. My vision just blurred.
Oh.
I'm all right.
Oh, we forgot to talk about Ghostbusters, but it's fine.
Do you want to talk about Ghostbusters?
That's fine.
Do you want to do it now? I'll just put it in.
I suppose you could put it in.
Yeah.
Well, there was some set footage.
Yep.
We got the full team photo of the Ghostbusters.
Correct.
The new Ghostbusters.
What do you think of the new Ghostbusters?
Looks great.
Yeah?
People are like, oh, why aren't they smiling? Are they not smiling because the movie's terrible? Is that true? Yeah.
Is the movie terrible? Because no.
Oh, no. Look, there's just... I don't understand. Why are people so determined to hate this film? I don't... But maybe they're not smiling because they've just been fighting they've been busting a whole bunch of ghosts and they're tired.
Correct.
Do you remember the first movie?
They're not smiling at every scene, are they?
They start as like these, you know, scientists and whatever, but by the end they're just these blue collar like pest controllers or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I'm gonna say it one more time and then I'm never gonna say it again.
I don't believe that.
No, I just people are so determined to hate the look. I really love the first Ghostbusters. It's one of my favorite movies.
It's true.
I've seen it more times than probably any movie, except for one time I saw Police Academy 6 like 24 times in a week.
I need you to explain that.
Nah, it doesn't matter. It's better without context. Anyway, but yeah, I really like it. Plot's good. Characters are great. Acting's great. Special effects still hold up.
Yep.
Dry wit, it's great.
Yep.
I didn't like
two
as much.
Yep.
It's fine.
Yep.
If you really love it, good on you. It's great. It's fine.
Good on you.
I thought it retreaded a lot of ground of the first one. You know, blah, blah, blah.
There was a lot
but
of
But when the second movie came out, it didn't make the first one not exist anymore.
That's true.
The first one's still there.
Yeah.
And the same can be said about this new one. When it comes out, whether it's good or bad, the first two are still going to exist.
Correct.
You can still get them on DVD and Blu-ray and streaming and blah, blah, blah. The only difference will be that at some point in the future, you might have to, when you're talking to somebody about your favorite movies, you might have to spend an extra second clarifying that you mean the original Ghostbusters movie and not the remake.
Or part two.
Or part two.
Or the video game.
Exactly. So if those combined, like, extra 30 seconds in the remainder of your life is worth a sustained hate campaign against the entire cast and crew of this new Ghostbusters, fine, you've made your choice. So they're still there. It's fine. Yep. Secondly, this is the last time I'll say it. Last year, at the Astor Cinema in Melbourne, they did a special screening of Ghostbusters, like a very historic cinema.
Sure.
They did a special screening of Ghostbusters. Ivan Reitman was there.
Was he?
He did a Q&A.
This is last year?
Yeah. He did a Q&A.
Did you go?
No, I was busy.
Oh.
He did a Q&A. It was all, everybody dressed in costume, had a great time, you know, that sort of stuff. At exactly the same time.
He died.
Dan Aykroyd was in town spruiking his Crystal Head vodka. He went to Costco and he, you know, the vodka inside a crystal skull.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, okay, great. Anyway, those two events did not clash. But Dan Aykroyd did not go to the Ghostbusters screening because he's checked out of the concept and he doesn't care about the fandom anymore.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Bill Murray only does projects that he is personally interested in.
Yep.
And he has repeatedly and publicly said that he's not interested in doing Ghostbusters anymore.
And shut up.
Sigourney Weaver has been burned on sequels so many times, she's probably not going to do this one. Rick Moranis quit acting to look after his family full time. Yep. Harold Ramis is dead. And
Ramis isn't dead. Sorry. Ivan Reitman's alive. Yeah.
Harold Ramis is dead. He's not coming back.
Yeah. Boo.
So we are never going to get the movie that you want. Even if Dan Aykroyd called you up and said, hey, I read your Ghostbusters sequel fan fiction on the internet. I want to collaborate with you to make a Ghostbusters sequel. We're going to get all the remaining cast that are alive. We're going to put them all together. We're going to get new cast. It's going to be the same continuity in the same universe. They're going to pass the torch to the new Ghostbusters. It's not going to be the same movie.
No, definitely not.
It's going to be a different movie.
It's going to be Blues Brothers 2000.
It's going to be Blues Brothers 2000. It's gone. The moment's gone, but the original Ghostbusters is still there.
You know what?
So stop complaining. Get over it.
You know what? If those set photos showed Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum and who's the guy from Get Hard or whatever?
Oh, what's his face?
Kevin Hart.
Yep.
And, you know, and Josh Gad or whatever, no one would give a shit.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But because it's women and whatever, I think that's really the problem here.
Right.
But, you know.
Anyway, you can still bloody do your cosplays or whatever. Write your fan fictions. It's fine.
You dumbass.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.